Yeah, bro, we in a different age nowadays. The realest missing in the clumsy listening. Got the people tripping. My brethren, they be really bugging. That's on God. It's time to raid the place. The warrants, the wonders, and the counterfeits is getting seized because they don't fit the bill. They ain't stamped with the same seal. Too many blinders seem to write on the wall. They need that real something they can feel. They got their hands out. It's time to stand out from the knockoffs. Be authentic, be a dominate some cubies. I can almost swear, so I'm on Canal Street. Man, they got a fool. Everybody claiming they can do the job, but they missing tools. They play the same song, but you got a different tune. March into your own drum. Follow your heart, BC. Someone hated when you true stitch and cut from a different glove because they fabricated. Or so it seems. Cheap vision selling bogus dreams. Elevation of the bull, Zach Levine. That's facts, Jack Black. Hell, everybody acting shallow now. Big bro, they wildin' out, car seated. You're at the table now. Prepare to place a starving fam. 100 honest, tired of the cheering of the nonsense. Though they all fans, it ain't cool. Time to redecorate and, you know, make room. All up, bro, from Baltimore to Brooklyn. I put that on your Timberlands. Now the picture clear, and you focused in. Time to hop in, photo ball. Talk to him, con. Talk to him, 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 talk to him.
What's going on? What's going on, people? It's Talk to Him Khan, and I'm back here with another edition of Talk to Him Khan. So I just want to say, you know, thank you for everybody that's been listening, and I definitely see the plays going up. But before I get started, I want you to know you can follow me at TalkToHemCon on all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Also follow me at 83 Conway on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as well, 83CONWAY. One of the things I want to come to you about today is the Rick Ross and 50 Cent situation. Before I get started, I see nothing wrong with what Rick Ross said at all, but a lot of people have their own opinions, and I definitely respect that. But I just want you to know that I am waiting for that Port of Miami 2 from Rick Ross. I need that immediately. But like any artist, they go on a promo run, you know, and you start talking about different things once questions are being asked. So, he revealed some things people like, some people things people didn't like. But one of the things Rose revealed is that he has Pusha T and Lil Wayne on the same track. Whoa! Lil Wayne and Pusha T on the same track? This can do nothing but elevate Lil Wayne from being a Martian to come back and give me like a Carter 1 or dedication verse. Have to be. But you got other people that's like, oh no, here we go. They putting people that beefed on the same track, the song on the week. Shit. And my wire voice. I'm waiting for that shit. I'm a music fan. Like, I'm waiting for that shit. So, and for me being a music fan, and a lot of people today, some of y'all probably, y'all laughing at Young Buck or whatever, but Young Buck definitely had some great music back in the day. And one of the songs that he had was called Stomp, that had T.I. and Ludacris on the same song. They were taking shots at each other because he had them on the same song at the time of them in the heat of rap beef. Oh, that song, the beat to the lyrics, shit was fire. But Rose see it the way I see it. You know, he wanted to help bury the hatch with this complicated beef that they're having. Lil Wayne and Pusha T has been having. Pusha T even been beefing with Drake, but he's saying he want to be the person that's want to squash that beef. And I think he the person that can. Shit, I never thought that him and Jeezy would be on the same track again. But they definitely pulled it off and they cool. You know what I mean? They cool. They not friends. You could tell that. But they cordial. So that's definitely big. Also, one of the other questions, the biggest question that was asked was, you know, asked the Rose was, can he see himself you know, considering collaborating with 50 Cent at any time, any point. And we all know that Rick Ross had some rap beefs before, but the 50 Cent rap beef was one of the main beefs that, you know, you would talk about Rick Ross having at that time. But when he was asked that, he replied by saying, "Honestly, I'm a businessman. If 50 Cent still had value, I may have been done it. But not being funny, homie just isn't the dude no more." And then he let us know that he still listens to 50 Cent because he said, "I was just riding in LA the other day and we were listening to Love It or Hate It. And he was saying, you know, he was actually bigging up and saluting his brothers, Kool and Dre, saying that was a Miami production that had Game and 50 Cent on and it was dope. And he said, you know, if he was still making music like that, of course I'll jump on the track with him. But then he poked the bear again by saying, like, you know, Drake could call and be like, I had 50 Cent on a record. And if he was hot like he was 8 years ago, he like, shit, I'll definitely lace the record. And then 50 Cent responded by saying he doesn't know his value in music culture at this point. But then he also goes to elaborate, a lot of these guys, even when you make reference of music culture and stuff like that, they're one trick ponies. So they're going to be done. In hip hop, they say it's not what you have done, but what have you done for me lately? Then he says, so you can, you know, they do that so they can get next to the guys that got momentum and try to survive based on that. But it's not long, you know, a lot going on over there, which is basically in hip hop. I want to know what y'all think of 50 response. Me personally, I think it was weak. I think for a person who's been going on social media in these last couple months and telling people they owe him money, you know, having a whole world laughing and, you know, having his own little personal beefs with other people and going hard. But when Rick Ross says something, you give that generic answer. I was waiting for him to say something on Twitter, Instagram. Still to this day, 12:42 on the 2nd of August, still nothing has been said. 50, what is going on? Are you letting us know that you lost to this man before and you're not trying to do it again? I don't know. I need somebody to help me out, man. Or 50, what you great do? Drop a track? Because you try to make some good music when you was going back and forth with Ross anyway. So maybe this the feel that you need to get these record labels wanting to listen to you again. Because I don't want to hear that you're not worried about hip-hop no more. That's bullshit. But all right, man. Y'all know, like I said, man. Holler at me. Talk to him. Con on all platforms. I'm even on Tumblr. So holler at me. Follow. Subscribe. Even on YouTube.